Episode 1606, Moving Forward While Going Backward.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new day. Rise and shine. Get that smile on. It's time for your inspiration, a ray of sunshine, a ray of hope. Moving forward while going backward. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is opposite day. Remember those fun childlike games you used to play? But in all honesty, are you moving forward while going backward? Life can throw us a curveball or two or three. We can attempt to correct in midstream only to find ourselves flat on our backs. I mean, seriously, have you ever tried to hit a curveball, especially those fast pitch ones? It's doggone challenging. Days can shrink our fortitude and stump our mindset. The feeling of looking forward while going backward. Nothing but frustration sets in and anger begins to mount. Why does life have to be so complicated? Why do we have to live on the edge of frustration and busyness to feel alive? Well, my family and I were headed out to go on this excursion, just a nice Sunday afternoon drive. We came to a stop in the middle turn lane, preparing to go left. Now, picture this. The green light illuminated. Time for me to go. I pressed on the accelerator, but I sat there. My car in drive, but no movement. The engine would rev higher and higher, noting it was on, but nothing, absolutely nothing. Sitting in the middle lane, five car lanes wide, the honking and staring began. You know those goosenecks that you get? And man, you could tell people were already getting mad at us. I was like just three cars back, and I'm in a big, huge SUV, and I was getting all those death looks. I'm like, seriously, I didn't do this on purpose. All of us in the car, what could I do but sit in the middle, family and all? After calling for roadside assistance, my husband suggested I try reverse. Now, understand this. We are in the middle of a five-lane road, busy on all sides. No place was safe to get out of the car, especially for the children. And for a Sunday afternoon, no one was paying attention. You know, those Sunday strollers? Yeah, well, it was even worse. I was like, I'm not putting my foot outside this door. We won't make it outside the door. So why chance getting hit? So we just sat there. My husband continued to explain that as soon as no one was behind me, I could reverse and get to a parking lot. Now imagine cars on all sides. People honking because we aren't moving forward, right? That's the direction they want to go. And now he wants me to drive backward into a parking lot, crossing over three lanes. Are you kidding me? Now, none of the three children were excited about this adventure. So I waited patiently and watched intently. As soon as traffic cleared behind me, which was about four light cycles later, five cars passed. I told the children, hold on, and boy, did they. I didn't hear anyone breathing. I put the car in reverse and backed up slowly. I felt a little bit of a give, soon to have them hear me say, hold on, I'm going. I heard a few squeals and don't do it from behind me. I charged forth anyway. I cleared traffic and nicely parked my extra large SUV backwards in the parking lot of Goodwill. For me at that moment, though, it was God will. I could actually breathe again. Are you challenged by what is lurking in front of you? Or maybe you are hanging out where you are because you feel safe and know what's expected. Too many times we want change. We want something different, but we hesitate and are afraid. It's too easy to give in to the fear of those unknowns. Are you going the direction you are called to go? No matter the challenge, the learning curves, the hopes, and even the defeats, you can continue moving forward while going backward. You're not expected to have all the answers. You are not expected to know all the right decisions. Today, it's about moving forward, trusting that taking one step at a time leads you to miles of greatness. So when you are staring fear in the face, be willing to go the extra mile, even if backward, to get to where you need to go. So I sat there in that parking lot. We did as a family. We kind of did a shuffle because we were close enough to home, about a mile plus away. My husband and my youngest decided they would go for a walk all the way down back home to get a secondary car where we waited for roadside assistance, which took over 2 hours. Do you think I felt like we were moving forward that day? The excursion I had planned with the children, I was like, this isn't happening. There are days that we feel like we're just stuck. We can't accomplish what we want to accomplish. It's called real life. You have this fire burning inside of you, don't you? Don't let fear snuff out your fire. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. Find one thing today you can do for you. It doesn't have to be grand or earth-shattering. Write in your journal your thoughts about your book you will complete. Try a new recipe for the love of cooking. Read 2 pages of a book for pure enjoyment that's been sitting there staring you at the face, but you keep making up excuses that you don't have time. Make time. Walk around the block for some much-deserved me time. What you think might be a waste of time because so many other things are calling your name can get you moving forward while going backward. You got this. Remember, it's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. But that one step may be forward or it may be backward. But the key is you are moving. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a joyous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.